Howdy, folks.
It used to be a woman married a man for his money. Nowadays, she divorces him for it. I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, and this is Just Entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's Just Entertainment time. And my little girl sure put me in my place the other day. She's just a little tyke, only 5. And I figured this time of year she ought to have a dose of old-fashioned sulfur and molasses, you remember, like we used to do. So I fixed it up and told her to take it. And she made a face and pushed it away, and I said, "Now, honey, you do as Daddy says, because Daddy knows best." And she gave me a determined look and said, "Daddy, if you make me take this stuff, I'll report you for practicing medicine without a license." And, you know, that made me pull up right fast there. Come to think of it, who do we parents think we are? Prescribing treatment? Just like we're the Mayo brothers? Yeah, we go around giving medical advice at the drop of a cough nowadays. You know folks like that, don't you? You just mention you got the miseries, and right away they tell you they had the same thing, and you should do such and such. I'll tell you, these amateur sidewalk surgeons, they'll kill you. You'll do folks a bigger favor by skipping the advice and treating them to Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum. That's a treat everybody welcomes and appreciates. So when you're buying Double Mint, you get a little extra there to pass around to your pals. Delicious, satisfying Double Mint Chewing Gum. And now for a tune here. Marion, what are you and the quartet going to start off with today?
A Gershwin song, Pat, "Of Thee I Sing."
Of thee I sing, baby, summer, autumn, winter, spring, baby.
You're my silver lining, you're my sky of blue. There's a love light shining just because of you.
Of thee I sing, baby, you have got that certain thing, baby.
Shining star and inspiration,
worthy of a mighty nation.
Of thee I sing.
Well, thank you, gang. You know, I was reading over in England, they're having quite a to-do there about whether they should continue to teach Latin in the public schools. One fellow said they ought to get rid of Latin pro bono publico. And another one said, "O tempora, o moros." That means, what a mess. The way I say it, it is, too. Another man wants to retain the status quo. He said, without Latin, the detective story writers wouldn't have any corpus delicti. But I'm in favor of keeping Latin in England schools. Let them keep it over there in their schools, huh? Latin never got me any place. Latin's pretty important in this country, though. We got it printed on dimes and quarters. and maybe even on half dollars. I don't know, but on the dimes and quarters, though, it says, E pluribus unum. That means one from many. Like, you know, it takes many dimes and quarters to get one of anything nowadays. But I'll tell you, it's just the opposite with double mint chewing gum. Because double mint is many happy hours from one little stick, one little nickel, five individually wrapped sticks of delicious, wholesome chewing, just one small coin, a nickel. You get double mint for sure today, you hear? All right. Now, Marion Morgan has a solo for us now. It's Love Letters.
Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night when I can have all the love you write. I memorize every line. I kiss the name that you sign, and darling, then I read again right from the love letters straight from your heart.
Thank you, Marion. You know, this being the start of a new week, some of you may have chewed yourself out of refreshing double mint gum over the weekend. But I tell you, that's a situation easy to remedy. Yeah, just stop by the store today. Get a few packages. And that way you can enjoy happy, healthful chewing anytime with Double Mint. Delicious Double Mint. Now that means it's Buttram bonus time. You know, next Sunday is a double observation for Americans, Children's Day and Flag Day. They both mean so much to us, our children and our flag. I thought I'd talk about them for our Buttram bonus today. These stars and stripes, you know, became our national emblem June 14th, 1777. And because other nations, from time to time, they've changed their flag designs, well, Old Glory today is one of the oldest there is. It's 12 years older than the tricolor of France, and it's 24 years older than the Union Jack of Great Britain. Did you know that? The addition of two stars to represent Alaska and Hawaii, that'll be the first change in a long time. Woodrow Wilson once said, our flag has seen a great history of a great plan of life worked out by a great people. And he went on to say that the flag has no other character than that which we work out from generation to generation. And that's where our children come in, see? They are tomorrow's generation, charged with the responsibility of keeping our flag flying proud and high. Their job may be more difficult than it has been for those that have gone on before. But I don't know, when I see what this coming generation is doing in its great 4-H clubs and its scout movements, its zeal to equip itself with healthy bodies and fine educations, when I see that, I have no worry for either our flag or our children. No worry at all. And that's our buttram bonus for today. And now we have the Jack Hallorans with us. They have a good song. What is it today, Jack?
Down the Old Ox Road.
Down the old ox road, though you'll never find out where it is by looking in maps, with a little investigation you'll discover perhaps that this old tradition is not a place, but just a proposition called the old ox road. The old ox road. Ox road could be any romantic spot, a country highway or a moonlit yacht. It could be in the parlor where the lights are burning low. It could be in the movies in the very last row. The very last row down the old ox road. In the magic of the moonlight you are thrilled with delight. As the leaves that flutter o'er you whisper, love her tonight. Why keep waiting and debating? You know it's time for mating on the old ox road. The old ox road.
Now there's four boys. I wonder what they'd do if they were walking down the road and met an ox. They wouldn't know the... Wouldn't know the offside of it. Well, the old ox road's been replaced by wide ribbons of concrete as we move ahead to a happier, healthier world nowadays. Many things contribute to the greater enjoyment of living. Some, of course, like cars and refrigerators and washing machines, they are costly, but others, like delicious double mint gum, bring wholesome enjoyment at little cost, I'll tell you. Just a nickel a package for double mint, a small sum to pay for the refreshing enjoyment, healthful benefits that chewing double mint brings. You carry double mint with you. Chew it often. It's special. It's delicious. It's double mint. I'm Pat Buttram, reminding you car drivers that locomotives don't whistle at railroad crossings just to keep up their courage. Goodbye now. We'll see you tomorrow.
Weekday evenings, enjoy the Amos and Andy Music Hall on the CBS Radio Network.